This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the past month, Al-Qaeda has embarked on a media blitz. It's released three videos supporting terrorist and militant groups in Somalia and the Sudan. Experts say Al-Qaeda is trying to extend its reach in the Horn of Africa. Here's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
The first Al-Qaeda video featured Osama bin Laden. The second one showed his second-in-command. And in both messages, the men praised fighters in the Horn of Africa. While any message from bin Laden is parsed for information, it is a third video from Al-Qaeda's media arm that made intelligence analysts sit up and take notice. It came out of Somalia last week, and it was a slick recruitment tape complete with its own original rap music score.
Bomb by bomb, blast by blast.
That was played under the opening sequence of the half-hour video. It was made by a Somali militia group called Al-Shabaab, which has ties with Al-Qaeda.
They lifted Somalia's stupid firearm ban after the warlords were ruined and ran. Now in their place, Habashid al-Stan, from the east to the west, the heads gon' span.
The video stars a young man. He calls himself Abu Mansur al-Amriki. Amriki means American in Arabic. Intelligence officials are divided over who he really is. Some think he's an American from the West Coast. Others say his Arabic is so good, he must be a native speaker. Wherever he came from, he's got intelligence analysts focused on his group, Al-Shabaab.
Even though we're not seeing the enemy right as this moment, the enemy is very near.
Abu Mansur is young, rail thin, and speaks English with an American accent. In one part of the video, he appears to be preparing recruits who also speak English for battle.
So the only reason we're staying here, away from our families, away from the cities, away from, you know, ICE, candy bars, all these other things, is because we're waiting to meet with the enemy.
Waiting to meet the enemy. The video then cuts to a firefight with Ethiopian forces. The battle apparently took place last summer. Abu Mansur orders the small group of fighters who are with him to retreat. But here's what's important. He says so in English.
Nasser, Nasser, Allahu Akbar! Let's go.
It isn't just that the video features an American that has attracted so much attention. It is that it appeared in the midst of reports that some two dozen young Somali Americans from Minneapolis have disappeared over the past 2 years. They are believed to be training with this very group. The question is whether the man in the video is speaking English, because that's the language the men with him understand, and, if that's the case, whether the group might include some of the Minneapolis boys.
It'll be interesting to see the extent to which Al-Qaeda spins this phenomenon.
Bill Braniff at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center says Al-Qaeda would love people to believe that there's a connection between the missing boys and the video.
What we see is Al-Qaeda try to control the propaganda output. They're not trying to control the activity on the ground to the same extent as they're trying to control the propaganda about the activity on the ground.
In the past month, the Obama National Security Team has mentioned their concern about Al-Qaeda's growing influence in the Horn of Africa. Intelligence analysts are trying to figure out what Al-Qaeda's intentions are in the region. Some say it's as simple as building an association with a local terror group. Others say Al-Qaeda may be shopping around for a backup safe haven if things get too hot in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Jonathan Stevenson is a professor of strategic studies at the U.S. Naval War College. He says the emergence of Al-Shabaab bears watching.
And the fact that Al-Qaeda seems to find Al-Shabaab an interesting fellow traveler, so to speak, it would certainly be a new development that should raise everybody's ears.
The latest videos only add to those concerns. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.